Hey, little brother. Are you ready for bed? You do know that you're sleeping here in my room from now on until after Christmas, don't you? Our aunt is staying with us for the holidays, and our cousins will sleep in your room. And Mom said we need to take some precautions since you're sleeping with me. She told me that you have wet dreams almost every night, and you leave huge cum stains all over the sheets. We can't have that happen while our aunts and cousins are here. They'd get suspicious if they saw cum stained sheets getting washed every day. And to be perfectly honest, I really don't want to wake up in a pool of my own brother's semen every morning. Mom says that I need to make sure your dick is completely drained before we go to sleep. So be a good little boy and come here. Let me take off your pajamas so I can see how full your balls are. Oh, that's a surprise. I didn't know you had such a little dick. I know you're just a little boy, but I expected your cock to be a lot bigger. I had no idea that such a tiny little penis could produce so much cum. And it looks like your balls are engorged. I'm going to hold them for a moment to see just how heavy they are. Yes, your balls are full. And your dick is getting hard too. Let me just wrap my fingers around. Oh, little brother. It's throbbing in my hand. You poor, sweet little boy. I've never seen a dick get so hard this fast. Am I making you horny, little brother? It's okay, baby boy. You'll have some relief very soon. Why don't you lay down in my bed and try to relax? Mom said that this might happen. She told me that you sometimes say my name in your sleep when you have your wet dreams. It's perfectly natural to get an erection while your sister is cupping your balls and holding your little dick in her hand. It must be your fantasy come true. Try to relax, okay? Are you comfortable next to me in bed? Good, because we need to drain you now. Mom says that we can do it in a couple different ways. You can do it on your own by jerking yourself off. Or you could have Mom or I milk the cum out of you. I don't think I should let you do it yourself, because I'm not sure you know how to get it all out. You're just a little boy, and you probably don't have much experience making yourself cum. So, do you want me to go get Mommy, or is it okay if I milk you empty? If you can't decide, how about a compromise? Why don't you let me milk you tonight? And if you don't like the way I do it, Mommy can come in and milk her little boy tomorrow. Is that okay with you? Good. I'm just going to curl up next to you so we're both nice and comfortable. I think we should start by kissing. Just open your mouth a little. That's right. And let me kiss you with my lips and tongue. Your tongue too, little brother. The deeper you kiss me, the more I'll know how much you like it. Very good. Now I'm going to begin stroking your penis very slowly with just the tips of my fingers. I need to build you up to your ejaculation gradually to make sure it's a big one. I want to get almost all of your cum out with this purse pop. And yes, we can keep kissing while I massage your little dick. Does that feel good, little boy? You're probably used to doing this yourself, but it's so much better when your loving sister does it for you. But there are more effective methods for milking you. If I make you ejaculate with my hand, your virgin gum is still going to go everywhere and make a huge mess. So I need you to come in a way that is easy to clean up. And as good as my soft fingertips feel, slowly and gently gliding along your cock, I know a milking method that will feel much better. It will be warm and wet and will completely drain the very last drops of your cum. So, even though it seems wrong for a sister to do this to her little brother, I don't want you to panic. Try to stay relaxed as I crawl down here between your legs. This is going to be our secret. No one except you and me and Mom are ever going to know about it. After all, it was her idea to let me drain you. To let me lovingly milk your little dick with my mouth. That's right, baby brother. Your own sister is about to wrap her lips around your little dick and suck you until you come. I'm going to suck every last drop of that sweet cum out of your horny little cock. My slow moving lips and gentle licking tongue are going to completely drain your balls. And when you erupt between my lips, coating my tongue and filling my mouth, I'm gonna drink all of it down so there won't be a mess to clean up. Yes, little boy, your big sister is going to happily swallow your load. I want you to enjoy this, little brother. Amazing, doesn't it? You're so lucky that I'm here to do this for you. Most little boys can only fantasize about what it would feel like to have their big sisters lovingly lick and suck their cocks. They will never get to see what you get to see. Your sister's lips wrapped tightly around the tip, moving slowly up and down while my tongue massages the head. Most big sisters will never do something so forbidden. They'd be too ashamed or embarrassed to give their little brothers what they crave most. They're afraid of incest because they don't understand what it means. They don't realize that sucking their little brother's cocks is a way to show them how much you love them. I do love you, little boy. I love you so much. When I feel your little dick throb and quiver in my mouth, I know that you must love me too. excuse for bringing you into bed. And now I get to have you beside me every night for more than a week. And each night we're together is going to be like this. I'm going to pull down your pants, lay you in my bed, and suck your little dick until you can come in my mouth. After you come, I'm going to hold you next to me so you can cuddle and kiss until you fall asleep. If you get hard again in the night, all you have to do is wake me up and I will suck away your erection. It doesn't matter how many times it happens. I will be here for you, little brother. I want to milk your little dick and keep those balls empty. I also have something special planned for you on Christmas Eve. It'll be your reward for keeping your cock milked and not coming in my bed. After we go to church and have Christmas dinner and kiss Mom goodnight, I'm going to bring you up here for a very special Christmas present. We're both going to get completely naked and crawl in a bed together. We're going to make out like we did tonight while we slowly caress each other's bodies. You will finally get to see my beautiful big tits up close, and I'll even let you lick and suck them while I tease your little dick with my fingertips. Then I'm going to get back down here between your legs and suck you until you are nice and hard, just like this. And finally, after all of that, I'm going to give you everything you've ever dreamed of, little boy. I'm going to slide back up your body, kiss you deeply, and then lower my tight little pussy onto your sweet little dick. Doesn't that sound nice, little brother? I'm going to make love to you in a way that most brothers and sisters will never get to experience. I'm going to ride your sweet little cock while we kiss deeply, and I tell you how much I love you. We're going to go very slowly and very gently, just like the way I'm slowly and gently sucking your dick right now. But it's going to be so much better than this. It's going to feel much more real, and we'll feel so much closer to each other than ever before. Just think of it, little boy. It's your ultimate fantasy come true. Real sex. Real incest with your sister. I will finally get to show you with my body just how much I love you. I'll show you that the true love that can only exist between a loving big sister and a horny little boy when they decide to give their bodies and souls to each other. Your little dick is so hard in my mouth, little brother. I can tell that you want to make love to me just as much as I want it. A few more days of this and you'll get to feel yourself erupt inside my sweet pussy. I can barely wait to feel you thrust deep inside me and fill my womb with your seed. And I won't stop there. After you come inside me, I'm going to wrap my legs around you and grip your cock firmly with my pussy and just hold you there. You can fall asleep in my arms with your little dick still inside me. If you get hard in your sleep, I will wake you up and fuck you gently until you come in me again. We can do it over and over until the sun rises. Now come for me, little boy. Come in my mouth and let me drink from you. Oh, I love you so much, and I know you love me too. Show me how much you love me and let me taste that sweet virgin cum. Such a good, sweet little boy. I can't believe you came so hard and so much, little brother. It was almost too much to swallow, but I got it all down. Your balls feel a lot more relaxed. I think I got almost all of it. Why don't you try to get some sleep? I'm just going to tease and suck your little dick until you get hard again. I think one more milking should fully drain you for the night. Good night, little brother. My sweet little boy. I love you so much.